on today. We thank God for everyone being here. I like the song Desire. Amen. I like to get them down in my sanctified soul. Y'all know about sanctified soul? Down south is our sanctified soul. I know y'all like to be a little more politically correct up in the north and call it your soul. We down south with the old grandmothers. We used to go to church on the dirt roads. When we used to go into the wooden buildings, you had to walk miles, and we do the soul, we a sanctified soul. So I sit down in my sanctified soul. I love the songs of Zion. Amen. Those old songs are the songs that brought the Lord. How many of God's songs brought the Lord? Amen. When, you know, back in the old, you know, the slaves borrowed, they gave us some of these songs. Amen. When they had no other relief. When they didn't see anything, all they could do is hum some of those old songs. Amen. Because they said, my soul looks back in wonder. Any of y'all know how to moan a song? Well, I know how to moan a song because I grew up in the Baptist church. Amen. So we weren't always so fast. But we grew up in the old, some of the old songs. Amen. And we could just get down in our souls and we begin to sing those songs. And you could be having a bad day. But all of a sudden, God's spirit will hit you. Amen. Anybody know the song, I Will Trust? Anybody know I Will Trust in the Lord? Can we sing that? In the Lord, till I die. Bishop is going to be on the microphone following instructions. Y'all tell me a little word. Y'all want to just tell me a little word.
And the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites.
Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations. God said, now, this stuff I'm casting out is more powerful than you. This stuff I'm about to cast out and kill before you, it is greater than you. But God said, I'm on your side. And as long as I'm fighting a battle, hallelujah, there is nothing too big for God. There's nothing God can help. He said, now all this stuff that's coming against you, it is greater. He said, the stuff you're dealing with, it is greater. But God said, I will cast it out. Y'all with me? Preach together. By the time I finish here, we're going to have to sit down. Amen. And when the Lord thy God shall thank you. When the Lord thy God, I got some hard times, I got some challenges, I got some great stuff, but when the Lord thy God shall deliver thee before thee, thou shalt smite them that and utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy. God said, when I begin to cleanse you, when I begin to make you clean, he said, don't go back to that. Don't go back to that bondage. Don't go back and make a covenant with what I've already set you free from. He didn't mind me going back and going to set you free. He said, when I deliver you, don't you make a covenant with what I've set you free from. Can we say, pray the Lord? Amen. He said, don't go back and have a covenant. He said, don't even have mercy. You know, sometimes you go back and pick up that stuff. We say, well, you know, I'm going to help. Big old tree, the only thing you have left is the ashes. God said,
that one, right? Y'all get that? Talk to make up some sound. Last verse. For thou art, thank you, Lord. For thou art holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has God chosen every last one of us to be a what? You're special to God.
Amen.
Don't believe the devil lied. I'm no good. I've never met too much of anything. I remember a time in my childhood when a lady, there was about 5 or 6 of us, she told my mother, she said, I would give a nickel for the whole group of them. So my mom said, what in the world can y'all be doing that 6 of y'all ain't worth 5 cents? Six of us weren't even worth a penny each. That's a bad situation. Remember my mom told me, she said, well, you been hanging around? Gotta get out of that. She said, because I raised you better than that. If 6 of y'all ain't worth a penny, she said, you're in the wrong company. So you know what I did? She told me to get out, that's what I did. I got out. Smart enough to know. Most of them were either dead, strung out on drugs, in jail. Mm-hmm. I got out.
Amen.
You gotta get out of stuff that mess you up.
Amen.
So he said, you're not anything, you're not about anything. I was still special to God. Amen. You're special to God. Don't you let nobody put a label on you that say you're no good and you're never about to anything, because God said you are. And the message is, you're special to God. We only got a couple of minutes, you understand. We're going to go right to the altar call as the elders and the ministers come forward. You're special to God. But is God special to you? That's the message. You are special. Elders, ministers, and all the workers come forward. You are special to God. But is God special to you? Amen. When you think of something that's special, it means it's a peculiar treasure. It means the thing that's special counts more than anything or anybody else. When you say special, that means you can't compare anything to this because it is above all this. So today we know that we are special to God. But what place does God have in your heart? Amen. What place? Somebody say, well, I want to trust God, but I'm not sure that God can help me. The scriptures say God can do anything.
Amen.
The things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. You're special. Hey, look at somebody tell me, you're special to God.
You're special.
Come on, tell them, you're special to God. You're special to God. No matter what.